Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. Over the past few years, a growing number of federal agencies have appointed a chief data officer, or CDO, to help them manage their data as an asset, releasing it to citizens and entrepreneurs alike, and scrutinizing it internally to derive new insights and drive efficiencies. It has become evident that agencies must understand the big picture behind the data, and having a CDO in place can prove an important element of effective data management. Take the U.S. Department of Transportation as a case in point. In only a few years, we can expect to see more autonomous cars on the road, using wireless networking technologies to communicate. Every turn, stop, and acceleration might be recorded, creating a mountain of data for the department to manage. What is the data management strategy for the U.S. Department of Transportation? How can users provide feedback that can improve DOT's data strategies? And what does the future hold for data management and engagement at the U.S. Department of Transportation? We will explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Dan Morgan, Chief Data Officer at the U.S. Department of Transportation. Dan, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Also joining our conversation from IBM is Roxanne Ulrich. Roxanne, as always, welcome.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Dan, what is the mission of the U.S. Department of Transportation? And perhaps you could highlight and give us a sense of the scale of operation you support and how DOT is organized.
Well, safety is the department's top priority, and the mission of the U.S. Department of Transportation is to ensure a safe, efficient, accessible, and reliable transportation system that increases mobility and contributes to the nation's economic growth. The department employs about 55,000 people across 10 operating administrations. Our operating administrations span all modes of transportation, from aviation to railroads, from our highways to our pipelines and our waterways.
So would you tell us more about your role as Chief Data Officer, CDO, within the U.S. Department of Transportation? What are your specific responsibilities and duties, and what prompted the creation of this position, and how is your area organized?
There are really two main reasons for creating a Chief Data Officer at DOT. First, the Chief Information Officer recognized that many of the agencies that are part of the DOT have been working on their own enterprise data and information management efforts. There was a concern that maintaining such an approach would perpetuate some of the data silos that make it difficult to analyze and understand the department's data. It was clear that someone within the office of the CIO should coordinate these efforts and lead any data harmonization efforts across these traditional data silos. Second, as transportation becomes more interconnected, the DOT will see a change in the types of data that will be available for helping make decisions about national transportation policy and investment. The Chief Data Officer navigates this changing world, making sure the right policies, practices, and tools are in place to ensure the department is positioned to manage and analyze these new data sources.
So before we move on, Dan, would you explain how a Chief Data Officer differs from, say, a Chief Information Officer, or a Chief Innovation Officer, or a Chief Technology Officer, for example? Could an agency still do what you are doing without adding to the C-suite? And have you encountered any pushback or any expressed reservations of the proliferation of too many chiefs?
Well, organizationally, I report to the Chief Technology Officer, who reports to the Chief Information Officer. As I mentioned earlier, our department CIO recognized the importance of breaking down our traditional data and information management silos. For me, it's less about the title and the role. Federal agencies have a statutory responsibility to ensure their data and information are managed to increase program efficiency, effectiveness, and improve the integrity, quality, and utility of information to all users within and outside the agency. That responsibility is as important as effectively managing the acquisition of information technology and systems that process, share, and protect those data. Agencies can accomplish those dual roles any number of ways, including by establishing a chief data officer.
So, Dan, you were one of the first in the federal government. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So regarding your roles and responsibilities, what are your top, say, three or so management challenges that you face, or any type of challenges you face in the role? And how have you sought to address those challenges?
So when I started in this role, I first identified our priorities and put together an 18-month plan, which we're well underway starting to implement. The first year is focused on building a strong foundation, getting our policies and practice down, and getting buy-in for how we'll approach the data problem from an enterprise perspective. Supporting all of that governance and engagement is an effort to enable. It doesn't make sense to put policies and procedures in place and then skimp on the tools that it takes to be successful. So I'll be looking at how we can build our enterprise architecture to support our data management and data sharing goals, while also giving the agency a sandbox so we can start experimenting with new data management and analysis tools.
Dan, I'd like to learn more about you and your career. Could you describe your career path for our listeners, like how you began your career and what brought you to your current leadership role?
Coming out of college, I went into management consulting, where my earliest project was developing a new Java-based front end for an old green screen mainframe system. I developed the user interface, and yes, I even wrote some COBOL. Many of my follow-on projects were about supply chain problems, tracking where goods were moving all across the globe, helping my clients optimize their supply chain strategies and processes to better serve their customers while saving money. All of the technology implementations I ever worked on were really closely tied to those types of business objectives. I gradually moved into the government consulting space, and I worked on incredible projects like helping the Navy better analyze its procurement data, advising on a merger of its manpower and personnel organization with its training and education arm, and taking a more data-driven approach to civilian human capital planning. Eventually, I moved into the civilian space and spent my most recent stint leading a team that helped the Department of Transportation better manage its IT investment portfolio. The creative application of data and technology in support of the business and the mission has been at the core of my career, and that's what drew me to the role of the Chief Data Officer. I'm really fortunate and excited about the opportunity to work at the Department of Transportation to help improve how we use, analyze, and share our data.
Mm-hmm. So, actually, Dan, I was wondering, given your experience in both the private sector and now in the public sector, what makes you an effective leader? What are some of the characteristics of an effective leader in your mind?
So my earliest reading on leadership is still influencing my thoughts today. My favorite book is The Fifth Discipline by Peter Senge, which is all about group problem solving and systems thinking. I still believe that the learning organization is a concept that's very relevant in today's world, and it's an essential part of making that concept a reality. Focusing on mental models, creating the kind of openness that allows an organization to challenge its deeply held assumptions and generalizations so it can address and overcome its shortcomings. These kinds of management and leadership principles are embodied in newer management styles like the Lean Startup, which is really just another kind of learning organization. In my management consulting career, I've had the opportunity to work with incredible leaders who can make change happen. I had the pleasure of working with some really sharp people when I was at the Navy, working on their merger of the human capital organizations and helping revolutionize their approach to civilian human capital management. I learned a lot about the second law of the fifth discipline. The harder you push, the harder the system pushes back. And saw the kind of tenacity and authenticity that it takes to succeed in that environment.
What is DOT's data strategy? We will ask Dan Morgan, Chief Data Officer at the U.S. Department of Transportation, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.